This is NPR's Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. Before the break, we met our contestants, Eric and Leo. Eric, you have a puggle.
Mm-hmm. His name is Murphy.
Murphy. But sometimes you call him by another pet name.
Well, he's like the kind of cute that's very ugly.
Yeah.
So I call him ugly. In a very loving way.
Yeah. How does that go over in the real world?
Often not well. recently, I was letting him out into the backyard. It's fenced in, so I let him do his thing. He was taking forever, so I opened the door, and I just yelled, "Hurry up, ugly!" And I saw a small child walk faster. And so I tried to yell out, "I was talking to my puggle," but... He was too far away, and so now I like worry that they drive by my house. Like, that's the man who thinks I'm ugly.
Leo, you used to be the president of a community garden, but you resigned.
I did.
Too much work.
Yes, because you, in like a volunteer nonprofit, if you're in charge, you end up doing pretty much everything.
Everything?
Yeah.
And now you're getting into gardening, though.
Yes. I never gardened while being the president of a community garden because I never had the time. So now I'm learning, like, you know, how to grow tomatoes, mm-hmm. and they are the most impressive, but take the least amount of work. People are amazed by, you know, the bounty, but I really just go there every other week and just make sure they're not, like, dying.
That's the perfect relationship with the plant,
yeah.
I would say.
Yeah.
Yes. So this is a music parody game called Odes to Codes.
We have replaced song lyrics with different types of codes. Ring in and tell me what code we're using. And if you can get that right, you can earn a bonus point by identifying the original song or the artist who made it famous.
Eric, stay in the lead, and you're in the final round. Leo, you need to get more points, or when you publish your webpage, everything will be weirdly off to the right, and you won't be able to figure out why. Ring in to answer. Here we go.
So when you're near me, dot, dot, dash, 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 dot, dot, dot. When you're gone, dot, 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 dash, 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 dot, dot, dot. Leo.
Morse code.
Morse code is correct. And for a bonus point, can you name the song or the artist that made it famous?
I cannot.
That song was SOS by ABBA.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Here's your next one. Romeo Echo Sierra, Papa Charlie Tango. Romeo Echo Sierra, take care, Tango Charlie Bravo. Leo.
I was like the military code, military alphabet.
Yeah, we could take that. That's called the NATO phonetic alphabet is what it's called.
Yes,
yeah, we'll take that. For a bonus point, can you name the song or artist?
SOS?
That's no, a weird guess to make based on what the answer to the last one was.
It was stuck in my head for some reason.
No, that was Respect by Aretha Franklin.
Okay.
I got to say, also, does anyone else do this? I call up, you know, customer service situations. Sometimes the phone line is not great, and then I have a weird name, and they always want to know your name, and then they will say, spell it to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like if I just spell out my name, so I try to use the phonetic alphabet to spell it, but I forget what it is, so I just start making it up, and it becomes bizarre.
Right.
Like, ostrich, pine cone, hairnet.
Hepatitis.
Exactly. Rah-rah.
I've been to 89433604758107148207674107336019340991 Eric.
Latitude, longitude?
Oh, that's a really good guess. That would have been a good one to do, but no, that's incorrect.
Good, great.
Leo, do you have a guess?
The Fibonacci sequence, which is not a code, so no.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect. Those were zip codes.
Okay.
Oh. And that was Johnny Cash, I've Been Everywhere.
I feel like if I wrote that song, it would be like 10003, 10004, 10005, 10019, 11217. Like, super boring.
I've been hardly anywhere. I've just been in this one place.
I'm on the R line.
Barely outside this borough. don't like to go to Queens. Okay, here's your next one. At first, U plus 1, F6 to 2. It makes me U plus 1. Yeah, F6, 0, 0. At worst, I feel bad for a while. But then I'm just U plus 1, F6, 0, 0. Eric.
Like international codes, phone codes, area codes, national codes.
Sorry, that is incorrect. Great. Leo, do you know the answer?
No.
Okay. Those are Unicode emojis.
That's what I meant.
I know. Deep I know. Cut, everybody.
Yeah,
deep cut.
Yeah, that's intense.
And that, of course, was Smile by Lily Allen. Okay, this is your last clue. I'm going to A16. A16, here I come. I'm going to 913. 913, here I come. They got a crazy way of loving them. I'm gonna get me some. Leo.
Area codes.
Area codes is the answer. That's correct. And for a bonus point, can you name the song or artist?
I swear I do listen to music.
I totally believe you. Is a weird context in which to hear songs,
And I also love your voice.
Oh, thank you so much.
But I don't know the answer to that.
That's not. I still can't give you the point. It was Kansas City by lots of people.
Okay.
Ophira, how did our contestants do?
Leo did amazing in that second game, but Eric still came out ahead and is going to our final round.